I would like to introduce to you His Eminence Archbishop Husik. He is the Grand Sacristan of the Cathedral of Holech Miazin. Those of us who have been visiting Echmiadzin, we know that what a valuable service he renders to the whole monastery of Holy Echmiadzin. He is the assistant to His Holiness Vazgen I, as well as he is in charge of the Cathedral of Holy Echmiadzin. Thanks to him, some of the relics that we have inherited from our forefathers, the cathedral, the vestments, chalices, all that, he takes such good care of, and all the compounds of the Holy Echmiadzin. And those of you who have visited, when you see everything in such a good order, we owe this to him. So he was visiting the Eastern Diocese, so I extended a warm invitation to come and spend a few days with us. Unfortunately, his stay will be very short. He wants to return back to Holy Echmiadzin the end of or this month. Sunday or Monday, he'll be going to Canada. Thereafter, we'll proceed to Holy Echmiadzin. We welcome Sir Pazan, who has been a dear friend to me since the day of my ordination. In fact, I think he assisted as I was consecrated a bishop in 1967, many years ago. Just before His Eminence read the encyclical from His Holiness Vazgen I, blessing through that encyclical blessing, Father Vazgen and the whole congregation on the occasion of the consecration of St. Andrew Armenian Church. We sang a hymn. We said, "Come, let us build this holy altar, because through this altar the light was shone upon the Armenian people. Come, let us build this holy altar." Indeed, today we are spiritually rejoicing because we have erected, by the grace of God, this holy church, the holy altar. And if you have followed the prayers that I've read and that we read during the service of consecration and anointment, we had distinct areas where it says, "And this altar, let it be a source of nourishment, a source, a place of comfort for all of us. And this place be a place of peace and brotherhood and love. And this is where we have the koinonia, the fellowship of the Christian people. This is the place that we are brothers and the sisters by the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this church, the Armenian church, this here St. Andrew Armenian church, is the continuation of the ministry of the Armenian church, started from Jesus Christ from Jerusalem, brought to us to Echmiadzin, brought to us into the land of Armenians and the shoulders of Mount Ararat, and thereafter for about 250 years being a cyclical religion in the beginning of the 4th century, our forefathers accepted as the official religion of the Armenian people. And this ministry, this light, as I gave it to you from the altar, the light that came from Jerusalem, from Bethlehem, and traveled all the way through Asia Minor, and arrived in the land of Armenians by Thaddeus and Bartholomew, and consecrated the bishops and the priests, and apostolicity of the Armenian church thus was established. And this is the same light in symbolic way. Upon consecration of the church, I took it from the consecrated holy altar. I took it from the consecrated, the holy altar, the light, and I gave it to Father Vazgen, to the bishops, and to you. This is a sign that your minds and souls are illuminated and graced by the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. That today you are called children of light, because from this altar, let us come and build this altar from this altar. The light of love, the light of Christ was shone upon the Armenian people. And this consecration of the church is an expression of our faith and confession and absolute trust in our Lord Jesus Christ, the faith of our forefathers. This is a very unique church in a style. I can tell you all these in this neighborhood, there are many churches. There are many churches where people worship. In fact, right in the Sterling Road, there are all kinds of churches. You know that as you cross this road and you look at it, not only you, every one of that people, every one of the Americans that travel through this, they will look at the dome, this beautiful dome, I'd say, what kind of church is this? Indeed, this is a unique church, a unique for the unique people. This church is the expression of the sufferings of our people. For this church, for this people, for this church, for this faith, our people gave their lives, and this church not only is consecrated with the Holy Miron, this church is consecrated and anointed with the blood of millions of martyrs that our forefathers gave. Hence, this church is not just the sweat and sacrifice of the leading people, Father Vaskin and the building committee. It, through this church, you have the spirit of the Armenian people. You have the faith of the Armenian people, and this is the witnessing monument, if we call it consecrated monument, of the continuity of the apostolic mission of our people. Indeed, this is a moment of rejoicing. This is a moment of happiness. This is a moment of celebration, a reason for celebration. Indeed, as the writing it says, I don't like the word overcome. In the Armenian it says, Hachtetin. This is a day of victory. This is a day of victory, of resurrection over death. And indeed, through trials and the tribulations, all the difficulties that we experience since the day I arrived in California. I remember first time we met in the Episcopal Church. There was nothing. We used to worship once a month. There was nothing, but there was so much commotion between the parishioners. Why? There was no altar of God to worship in order to create and generate the brotherhood, love, and the unity. And after so many years of prayerful toils and the prayerful tears and the sweat and the planning, aggravation, rejoicing, and today, collectively, we are celebrating the victory of our journey, victory of our work. And this, I want you to know, became a reality by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Otherwise, there is no reason for us to come together. Otherwise, there's no reason to congregate yourself. This is the faith that we have inherited, and this is a unique faith. When we express this faith in Armenian spirit, through Armenian sharagans, through Armenian prayers, and with all these prayers, anointed by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ and by the blood of our forefathers. And this will continue from generations into generations with new expressions many times, as long as we continue erecting the altar of light. This altar of light will illuminate the faithful that come in front of the altar, kneel and worship and say, O Lord, have mercy upon me. I am a sinner. And this humility, this recognition of finiteness, of our finiteness, and infinite love expression of infinite love of our Lord Jesus Christ will bring us together, will make us large Christian family, and thus we are being united. written this spirit to the founding fathers of the Armenian Church, Fatius and Bartholomew, and subsequent patriarchs, St. Gregory, and Nareg, and the Date, all the group of dedicated and martyred saints, that they gave their lives, and in spirit we are being united and we become a nice, big, strong family. Of course, whichever way you turn in life, in your business, in a church, always you have to have a dynamic force. Somebody has to lead, and somebody has to take the whip in his hand. And many times the person that takes the whip and leads it, many times while he is respected, and many times they are being criticized. I know what we go through in our lives as the servants of our church. But at the same time, I must say that Father Vazquez received the maximum support from this congregation. He became an exemplary and true dedicated servant of our church. Had it not been for his true leadership, had it not been for his intelligence, had it not been for his guidance and tremendous energy and initiative and the maximum support of the congregation, this church would have never been a reality. 1971, for the first time I came here, and you see, and the church, the parish, existed before I came. It was established many years before that. And then afterwards, gradually, we bought the land, and we had two priests, Father Samuel, Father Stepan, and for the minute Father Vazquez Mosesian came, we immediately, we recognized the electricity and magnetism in the congregation. All of the congregation will surround the Father Vazquez in front of the altar of light, and with careful planning, prudent leadership, and they reached this level. So I personally, not I want to bless, I want to kiss this man from his forehead for being a true leader in this congregation, and you being an exemplary dedicated members. So I hope that this place, well, let me put it this way, the easiest part we finished. In the church, easiest part, we finished the visible part. We built the church. You can see with your eyes. The most difficult is to fill this church with the Spirit, to fill with the church with love, to fill this church with Christian love, and to fill this church every single day with worshiping congregation. And that will be an expression of our faith, that through visible edifice like this, we express our love and faith. And here, I personally, myself, in the name of His Holiness as well, and the clergy, I want to congratulate Father Vazquez for this exceptionally beautiful achievement. He's a unique clergyman. I know that you share this sentiment. And of course, I have a little bit warm feeling. I ordained him too, and he's a spiritual son. So during all these years, I know what he went through, how many times he came here, how many times I came here. By the time we changed, by the time we modified the plans, and with the building committee, Mike Kazirian, and all the rest of the Amirian brothers, and all the members of the building committee, I don't have all the names, and this church, I saw during the day we put the foundation, and at the finish today, I see the members of the congregation taking such pride. Every brick was put, and the people witnessed this growth erection of the church. So I personally would like to congratulate Father Vazquez. Would you come up, please, on the altar? I want to give this beautiful cross that I brought from Etchmiadzin on this beautiful occasion. May he wear this with pride and joy. And may the good Lord grant him additional strength to be the good shepherd and the servant of the Armenian Church. And God bless you, Der Vazquez. God bless your family. God bless your family. And God bless all of you. This little cross is an expression of love from me, from God Holy Ghost, and from you, all of you, all the clergy, on this day of victory. Եվ դուր մեզ համարձակացային պարպարով պանալս վերանս վեր, գարտալս կեզ եկնավորը դայր երկել եվ ասել։ Կայություն եւ զորություն եւ փառքը վիրյանսամել խաղաղություն ամենեցուն